This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The big question, how does the economic recovery spread to everyone?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Right now, we're going to ask this morning's big question. It has to do with money people are saving for their retirement. A new report out today says more Americans are dipping into their 401ks and other similar funds. Fidelity Investments says a higher percentage of people are taking out loans from those plans. That number at a 10-year high. And a record number of people with those investments made so-called hardship withdrawals. Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large at CBS MoneyWatch. She's with us live from New York. Morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Why would somebody make this sort of decision? What's a hardship?
Well, I'll tell you, the bar is very high. The IRS says that you have to demonstrate immediate and heavy financial need, and the amount you take out has to satisfy that financial need. It can be medical expenses, costs relating to the purchase of a principal residence, tuition or education fees. And here's the big one, I think, payments necessary to prevent eviction from or foreclosure on a principal residence. You know, in the second quarter of the year, 62,000 people initiated hardship withdrawals compared to 45,000 a year ago.
Well, wait a second. We were worse off last year, right, economically? So, I mean, why is that number going up?
It is worrisome. I don't think surprising. Just think about it. We have 6.5 million Americans who've been unemployed for more than 6 months. 8.5 million who are working part-time. We've got this group of what we call the 99ers, those unemployed workers who have exhausted their unemployment benefits. This is why probably that, according to Fidelity, 45% of participants who took withdrawals a year ago took another one this year.
A second one.
A second one.
So the big question, Jill, then, how does the economic recovery spread to everyone? Apparently some people are, you know, some people with a job are feeling the recovery, but not everyone has a job.
Yeah, I really think this is a tale of two recoveries. You know, if you have a job and you have some assets, your assets have gone up because the stock market's up 60%. Your house has probably gone up a little bit from the bottom, and you're seeing some income growth. But then we have that huge pool of people who are either unemployed or underemployed. And I hate to sound like a broken record, but it goes back to job creation. I don't think until we see more thorough job creation across all sectors of this economy are we going to see a recovery where all of us are going to be participating.
Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch. Jill, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are off at the moment about 1% on average. A disappointing jobless claims report here in the U.S. sent stocks tumbling. Asian shares tanked today, and that followed the lead of markets here at home yesterday, which each lost about 1.5%. The Dow sank 144 points to close at 10,271.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place, LendingTree.com. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
President Obama still has yet to nominate anyone to head the new post of Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Several names have floated around Washington for weeks now, including a few high-ranking members of the administration. But Harvard Law professor Elizabeth Warren is credited with coming up with the idea of such an agency. Now a politically progressive group called the Main Street Brigade, funded by movie composer Hans Zimmer, is advocating Warren's nomination. And they've created a video and rap song.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Sheriff Warren's what we need, yo. Let me bleed, yo. She's not about the money and the green, no. She's about working class families and bringing them out.
Ryan Anthony Loomis is the rapper in the song. He's with us now to talk about it. Welcome to Marketplace.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Why'd you do this?
Well, they had, you know, they had the opportunity to get big name rappers, you know, and or comedians, but they wanted somebody who was a working class person. Like, you know, I work at Best Buy.
You're the target audience.
I am the target audience, yes.
Did you know who Elizabeth Warren was before you did this?
Actually, no, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I didn't, no. And kind of, you know, now that I know who she is, I'm like totally following her. You know, it's something I think everybody should know about.
Why do you think she's got this cult status, Elizabeth Warren?
The cult status is the working people, you know, the everyday guy, the guy, you know, working 9 to 5 or 6 to 3, you know.
Has Elizabeth Warren seen this?
I'm not sure. You know, I know it was sent to her office. You know, if she's seen it or not, I'm not sure. I hope she has.
What kind of words were you looking for this thing?
I was looking for words that one would sound cool in a rap, you know.
what kind of words sound cool in a rap?
Like yo, you know, words like yo. But I like to dabble in poetry, so you know, I just made sure like I talked about the banks, you know, and the people and finances.
It's got a country twang too.
It does have a country twang because of Time Magazine, where it said, you know, new sheriff in town.
And there's something about Oklahoma in there too.
Yes, that, you know. That was a little, you know, tribute to her being from Oklahoma. In rap in general, people are always representing, you know, where they're from. So I was like, oh, well, let's represent where she's from, Oklahoma.
Let's hear a little bit of it. Do you know it by heart?
It's hard to do it without my cowboy hat. Yeah. Sheriff Warren's what we need, yo. Let me plead, yo. She's not about the money and the green, no. She's about working class families and bringing them out of financial crisis and tragedies.
Ryan Anthony Loomis, comedian, rapper.
Rapper, quote,
now
unquote.
Now involved in Wall Street reform as well.
Yes, yes.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And by the way, we've reached out to Professor Warren, and a source close to her says she has seen that video and was touched by it. We have a link to that video, by the way, at our website, marketplace.org. And finally, more poetry, as we do every Friday, all the business news in a Marketplace Minute. Here's Bill Radke.
Listener David Lefkowitz writes, when Intel announced they'd buy McAfee, the market reacted with apathy. With mass unemployment, more PC deployment looks doubtful, despite being hacker-free. Excellent, David. I'll take it from there. Potash, the big fertilizer, believes that on balance it's wiser to not go combining with BHP mining, so says their investment advisor. Jobless claims rose again this week. There's oil off the coast of Mozambique. There's salmonella, and profits fell a lot for Sears, but not for Dell. The oil spilled by our friend BP, we thought it was gone to a stunning degree. Turns out it's still there. It's just under the sea. And I'll see you at marketplace.org.
Marketplace is Bill Radke. I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.